This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Hundreds of thousands of people braved the rainy weather and lined Sydney's Oxford Street Strip to celebrate Mardi Gras over the weekend. The event, now in its 39th year, had 184 floats registered to take part in the parade, which helps to put a spotlight on LGBTI rights in Australia. This year, the parade was as much about political statements as it was about sequins, with the theme there being creating equality. And more than 150 people living with a disability marched in the Mardi Gras parade, marking a record number for the event. Co-Chief Executive of People with Disability Australia, Matthew Bowden, said many of his group's members identify as LGBTI. Talking about the importance of visibility at the parade, he said, "We are part of the community. We see our disability and sexuality as key parts of our identities." And an Australian same-sex couple that said "I do" more than 50 years ago have urged the government to pass marriage equality so they can finally have their relationship recognised with a marriage certificate. Peter DeWaal and Bonsall Boone posted a brief video to YouTube of themselves wearing equality t-shirts and delivering a simple yet powerful message. In the clip, the pair says, "50 years ago we said to each other, I do, but we're still waiting for our marriage certificate." A bill allowing equal access to assisted reproductive treatment and unpaid surrogacy for same-sex couples has been passed in the South Australian Parliament. The passage of the bill removes the last legal discrimination against LGBTI people from the statute books of the state. Previously, only South Australia and the Northern Territory required those accessing assisted reproductive technology to be medically infertile, a requirement other states didn't impose. Finland's new marriage equality laws came into effect over the past week, with same-sex couples now able to legally marry and adopt children. The legislation was passed in 2014 after three prior failed attempts. Lawmakers last month shot down a far-right petition calling for its repeal and have now enacted the law. Finland has had unions since 2002, but with restricted rights. The new law removes the legal distinctions between same-sex and opposite-sex partnerships, granting full rights to same-sex couples. And a former German football referee has said that each team has at least three gay players. Well-known referee Babak Rafati said gay and bisexual players stay in the closet and pretend to have girlfriends. Rafati said gay players are forced to display affection with women for appearances, but in reality they don't really fancy women. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A Texas sportscaster has given a touching speech in support of trans people after wrestler Mac Beggs was forced to compete with girls to win the state title last week. Dale Hansen of ABC 8 hopes Mac's story will raise awareness and ensure that all trans people can enjoy the same rights as others. He says Mac needs our support rather than harassment.
He does not need a group of old men in Austin telling him who to wrestle because of a genetic mix-up at birth.
Former NBA basketballer Amar Stoudemire has joked that he would avoid a gay teammate in an interview with an Israeli sports website. The Israeli Premier League player made the comments to Wireless Sport just 2 days after he won the Martin Luther King Jr. Award for his work with underprivileged kids.
I'm going to shower across the street, make sure my change of clothes are around the corner, and drive, take a different route to the gym. Huh? I mean, there's always a truth within a joke.
Former NBA star John Amici called Stoudemire a petulant man-child full of prejudice. Stoudemire has apologised to the LGBT community for any offence caused. And finally, Sydney FC have welcomed members of the city's gay soccer clubs onto the field during their match against Melbourne Victory. The Big Blue match ahead of Mardi Gras invited the Sydney Rangers and Flying Bats clubs along to help promote inclusion and diversity in sport after a homophobic banner was recently revealed by Wanderers fans. A large rainbow flag was held up in support of the GLBTI community as the Sydney players walked onto the pitch wearing rainbow laces. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, @QNN Australia.
@QNN Australia. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.